for the band Corella, which dropped the Waiata Kōau on the Waiata Anthems, from the Waiata Anthems kaupapa. And I'm looking forward to having a kōrero with Pipi Whārauroa, who's Ngai Te Rangi, Ngāti He, Ngāti Pukenga, who's of course the lead singer and the songwriter for Kōau. Tēnā koe, Pipi Whārauroa, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi ko wāte o tō wā ki te kōrero ki a hau. So kia ora, appreciate the time you put aside to talk to me tonight.
Oh no, no mātou te whiwhi e hoa. I want to talk about Kōau, and I want to talk about that Waiata and the process of writing it, and even some kupu that you've got in there, and break down some of those what those mean. Also, I just want to talk about the excitement of this Waiata. I remember when I heard you were going to drop one for Waiata Anthems. People are excited about it. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, it's a bit surreal, you know, that people, you know, enjoy our music and we're able to do this. You know, we did a Waiata Reo Māori Raumati was our first one. And then being able to be a part of the Waiata Anthems and follow it up with Kōau, you know, it's been a pretty cool journey.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about Kōau. You wrote that song. What was that process like?
I went through my own identity crisis, you could say, you know, a few years back, and, you know, not really wanting to be Māori. And so when I got the chance again to write another song, I really wanted to write something that, you know, encourages people to not be ashamed of who they are and where they're from, and, you know, uplift their spirits by just, you know, being proud of who you are. And so that was my thought process around the Waiata, and then, yeah, just put pen to paper and koinei te Waiata.
Miharo. So you put pen to paper and some of the kupu that came out of that process. Can you talk to us about the chorus, what the whakamārama for those kupu?
Yeah. Well, it's more like, so the IE is more just a signalling a cry to the world, to just to let them know that, you know, you're here and this is you. And, you know, tukuna kia rere ki te awe hurine, so, you know, shout it out to the world. And my favourite line in there is around, patua te taniwha, the whakatauki talking about, you know, beating up the monster, or, you know, getting rid of the monster and just not being afraid. So, yeah.
Is it beautiful? Some of the kupu. Oh, sorry, carry on.
No, I was just saying, just some of the kupu, I think, in there, like I was saying, it's tata ki taku ngākau tēnei Waiata, you know, it's really close to home. So I was really, you know, happy to finally get it out there.
Beautiful. And you know, that actually relates to a kōrero that we just had. We had Moiho husband on with us, and we do a bit of a wete reo. And some of the kōrero that we had was about that patua te taniwha, and you've got your own story connected to that particular phrase. So it was just about that and some of the things that you need to tell yourself, not just you with patua te taniwha, but also some of the kōrero that Moiho had was about no mai ngā hapa, or tūwhitia te hapa, or all those other words that talk about, you know, facing the beast, really, so that you can grow in this space. And in this particular case, it's Te Reo Māori. So with the Waiata Anthems, I've never quite understood the process for that. What was that process for you? Can you explain that for me?
Yeah. So we put in for funding to fund this Waiata, to get it all recorded, etc., and do the PR machine to get, you know, give it its best shot. And so when we got that funding from Te Māngai Pāho in NZ on air, Waiata Anthems got a hold of us and said, hey, we see you've got this funding here, and you're going to bring out a Reo Māori Waiata. You want to jump on board? And so, yeah, we jumped at the opportunity. I just think it's a wicked kaupapa. Everyone that I've dealt with on this kaupapa, you know, it seems like everyone's on the same wavelength. to, you know, my own personal thing is around normalising te reo Māori and normalising te ao Māori. So, you know, other people don't feel ashamed to be Māori. And so it aligns really nicely with my values. So, yeah, it's been good.
Beautiful. And what impact has that experience from you had on your other band members?
We've got a pretty diverse band. Members, you know, we've got a couple of Māori, a couple from the PI whānau, Tangata Pākehā hoki, our drummer Tom. They're really, really supportive, you know, and they're really supportive of me writing Māori songs and doing this kaupapa. So it's been good having the support of the band to do this.
And what about your whānau? Obviously, one of the I guess it's not just you. You're a part of a network, and you talked about that a little bit. But how was it for them to hear this particular waiata? Again, this isn't your first reo Māori waiata, but this is very, like you said, near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, I tipu ai au I te kōpū o tōku marae, te reo Māori tōku reo tuatahi. Went all through Rumaki and full immersion, went to Te Aute College. So, and then, like I said, I went through a phase of my life where I just didn't want to be Māori anymore because of, you know, certain my surroundings and certain people influencing me. And then to see me, I guess, you know, come back around and this waiata sort of cements that journey for me. My whānau's super happy, you know. We went through, well, especially my kaumātua, my parents, you know, it was a bit of a tough time for them. And so, yeah, they're pretty happy with the waiata, and, yeah, it's cool.
Miharo. Hey, I know that we have you on, we have someone on, I assume it's you, but we're going to talk about the album that Corella has coming up. But just really quickly, when does that come out? And next week when we catch up with you, we can talk about, we can unpack the album and the waiata that you have on a little bit in that interview. But I just wanted to get a quick idea of when it's going to be out.
Yeah, so the album's dropping on the 26th of May. So I think that's next week, maybe. Next Friday. We're just super excited, super proud of the mahi we've put into it. And I'm probably a bit biased, but I think there's some really good songs in there, and I hope, you know, the iwi whānau will enjoy it.
We love bias. I'm all about it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for being honest, because that makes me more interested in listening to the album. So, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's been an awesome kōrero, and I've had with you about the waiata kōau and the importance that it is the waiata has to your ngākau, and of course to your wider networks, whānau, hapū, band, rānei. So we'll catch up with you next week to have a kōrero about the album. What's the album called?
Road from 26. Road from 26. Cool. We used to practice out of Corella Road, out of a house that was number 26 out of the garage. That's where it all started. So the name is sort of talking about from that place to where we are now.
I'm definitely looking forward to that kōrero and the road that you fellas have been on, and I will definitely have a kōrero about Road to 26. Man, that brings on a whole heap of questions, eh? If you just drop the Road to 26, you know, people go, what on earth? What's he talking about? So looking forward to that, looking forward to that kōrero, e hua, and thank you so much for coming on to Manatawa to have a kōrero about your waiata kōau. We're going to play that waiata just after this, but thank you for joining us, e hua.
Ngā mihi, kia koe, mō tō wā, and thank you again for having me on. Been wicked.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
PP Whārau Roa Campbell there, the lead singer of the band Corella, who dropped the Waiata Kōau, which is a part of the Waiata Anthems Kaupapa this year. And it's a neat song, so I have to play it. But I'm definitely looking forward to having a kōrero with hopefully PP Whārau Roa next week, because they are dropping the album, Road to 26. Intriguing. I love that. I'm like, what is that about? And he gave a bit of a snippet of the kōrero, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. And he said he was being biased, but I believe him when he says they got some good waiata on that album. So that was Pipi Whārauroa Campbell.